He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, September 15th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. September 15th, first a big happy birthday to my son, Stephen Gunderson, who is one of the managing partners here at Gunderson Capital Management. I don't even want to know how old he is. I'm not even going to ask him, because that makes me feel old. And I do know that one of the big reasons we moved the company back to Carlsbad and my wife and I are moving back to the North County is because of that little granddaughter, that little girl that Stephen and his wife had about 1 year ago. She is really something. What do we got going on today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points right now to 18,063. Well, we're just hanging around that 18,000 level, aren't we? The NASDAQ, meanwhile, is up 20 points. That's 0.4%. It's hanging around the 5,200 level. Right now, it's at 5,194. The S&P 500 up almost 4 points. It's at 21.29, up 0.2%. Crude oil is flat today, actually down 7 cents right now to $43.51 per barrel. Gold is down $11.70. You know, gold has really cooled off considerably. Gold is at $1,314 per ounce. We have silver down 15 cents. Silver is at $18.92. Hi-ho, silver away. Euro at 1.12. Who's old enough to remember that? The Lone Ranger and Tonto and his horse Silver. The 10-year yield back up to 1.72 this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We all want to wish Stephen Gunderson a happy birthday today. Like I said, I don't want to know how old he is because that reminds me of how old I am. We're kidding. I'm still young in spirit, though. And, you know, my wife and I are moving back up from the Point Loma area of San Diego back up to the North County of San Diego, which is pretty beautiful. Believe me, it's not a sacrifice to be closer to family. She has a daughter up this way. She has a brother up this way. And now my son and his wife, and the biggest decider of all is that little granddaughter who's now 1 year old. We got to be closer to her. She's named after Tony Gwynn, the legend of baseball in San Diego. Hey, yesterday for lunch, after the market closed, I just hop over the bridge here about a block from our office, and I took a walk on the beach. Oh, I'm so happy to be back walking on the beach instead of those downtown streets and convention centers. And I saw fly fishermen. I saw a tourist fishing with pieces of hot dog on the end of their pole. I saw campers. It's right along the South Carlsbad State Beach, which is one of the most popular camping spots in the country. And I get to walk that every single day. Oh, man, was that nice. Well, the Bank of England. Let's go across the pond. Let's change the subject. The Bank of England, where my ancestors came from back in about the 1830s on my mother's side from Lancashire, England, the Bank of England leaves rates unchanged. Well, that should come as no surprise. We'll probably see our Fed do the same thing here at their meeting. But they also announced that they will continue their bond buying program. Okay, they're buying back bonds. We're not doing that anymore. We tapered off on that program, which is another form of quantitative easing. But the Bank of England is going to continue their bond buying program, and they're warning the other way. While our Fed is warning about a rate hike, a possible rate hike down the road, more than likely in December, the Bank of England is saying that they're leaving the door open to a rate cut next time around. Well, that's helping the market a little bit here today, but helping the market even more, weak retail sales. Now, why, pray tell, Mr. Gunderson, would weak retail sales be good for the market? Doesn't that mean that the consumer is not consuming and our wives are not shopping and our husbands are not shopping, I guess? Not my husband, but other people's husbands, I guess. Retail sales reported weak. -0.3. Why would the market take that as good news? Because that means the Fed will probably stand pat in September. You know, the Fed has really got themselves in a fix. They are really, really backed into a corner. They cannot hike rates. They want to hike rates. They keep getting mixed reports on the economy. The economy is still soft. It could be a lot stronger than it is. We have a very weak recovery. Boxes the Fed in. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's still my guess that they will hike rates in December. The bond market seems to think so. The bond market has been moving rates up without the Fed. I mean, we're back up above 1.7. I still see a bond market implosion out there on the horizon. As I peer out, as far as I can see, I don't see it yet on that horizon. You can see about 5, 6, maybe 10 miles before the Earth curvature starts to drop off, and that's where the world ends, you know. That's what they thought in Columbus's day. But out there, as I look on the horizon of the ocean, I don't see that bond market implosion yet, but boy, out there somewhere in the Pacific, there's some warm water and a depression forming, a hurricane, a tropical storm at least, that someday could really come through the market. I fully expect that at some point in the future. But until then, enjoy your bond yields, all right? Weak industrial production numbers, that's also a fuel for maybe the Fed standing pat. Industrial production has not been very good, showing again that we have a very tepid, lukewarm economy right now. Industrial production comes in at 0.4%. The good news is there's no inflation. PPI flat for August, and of course that's one of the other things that the Fed looks at. Boy, if the Fed just took today's reports, okay, the Fed is worried about an overheated economy, right? That would be one reason that they would hike rates. Well, if they look at retail sales today, they say, well, we don't need to hike rates there, do we? They worry about a weak or too strong of an economy, and industrial production would show that. Well, we don't see anything there that would indicate that the economy is getting overheated. They worry about inflation. Now, what happens? The PPI comes in flat for August. Jobless claims come in at 260K. Meanwhile, there's no sign of a recession out there on the horizon, even despite these weak numbers here today. We've got Hillary Clinton back on the campaign trail. I think that's helping the market a little bit to its gains. It's starting to pick up steam right now. I think any kind of unknown in the leadership of the country, presidential elections, monetary policy, fiscal policy, it rattles markets. And the market was kind of worried there, but she's back on the campaign trail today. How about Apple? Strong iPhone orders. Have you ordered your iPhone 7 yet? I hope you did, because if you didn't, they're sold out. That's right. The first round of iPhone 7 sold out. I think Apple probably plans it that way, so it makes it sound like, uh-oh, I better go order one quickly. I know my son ordered one. You know those millennials. Those millennials got to have the latest gadget. I'm still using an iPhone. I guess I got an iPhone 6, so I'm not that old-fashioned, not that out of date, but I know Steven ordered his iPhone 7 the first day they could possibly order them. And I'm anxious to see if it was worth it. Deutsche Bank raises the price target on Cisco. You know, Cisco's been a pretty strong performer this year. You hear me knock Cisco all the time over its growth. Look at their most recent 4 quarters of sales growth, plus 4%, and then flat and then minus 1%, and then minus 2%. How can you call that growth? That's lack of growth. Yet the stock's had a pretty good year. Started the year at about $25 a share. It's $31 a share. It's up about 24% so far this year. And you've got Deutsche Bank raising its price target from 35 to 37. Cisco's currently at 31, and Cisco is up 0.4% today. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about some opportunities that I continue to find out there in the market. And, of course, in the second half of the show, I have my featured stock of the day, which is always my favorite part of the show. And who knows what else we'll talk about? Maybe the yellowfin tuna fishing. How is it in Florida these days? I want to report. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperle. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour in Stephen at GundersonCapital.com. The name is spelled with a P-H, Stephen at Gunderson. He's part of the Sanford and Son Show on Fridays. Today is his birthday, so if you'd like to wish Stephen a happy birthday, Stephen at GundersonCapital.com. We were going to do a show today. Rob Sanford was ready to do the show with me. We're trying to come up with the name. Rob and Bill, Bill and Rob's Great Adventure, Fishing with Rob and Bill, something like that. We'll get it figured out, but we had a problem with one of our headphones. So be on the lookout for Rob and Bill doing the show together in future editions. You know, the utilities, I keep looking at those things. They continue to drop. They continue to look more attractive after this massive sell-off. I'm just looking at Consolidated Edison, for instance. I'm looking for a few new buys in my income portfolio. I sold the utilities back in the beginning of July. Con Ed is now at $82 a share. It's pulled back to 72, so that's about, you know, that's about a 12% sell-off, which obviously makes that more attractive now at this level. I see that Jefferies is raising Con Ed's target price to 82. Well, that's where it was back in July. They're thinking it'll get back to 82. Well, hey, if it gets back to 82, that would be... about a, 8-9% gain from here, and you're getting a dividend yield of 3.6% right now. So I do have my eyes there. I kind of agree with them. The other one is for you Floridians down there. How about NextEra Energy, which is headquartered in Juneau Beach, Florida? That thing has pulled back about 6 or 7%, and it now sports a yield of 2.9%. And NextEra Energy also has been one of the better growth utility stocks around. So that's another one I have my eyes on, but I'm not ready yet. There still may be some softness in the utility patch. And let's not forget that they're also interest rate sensitive. And interest rates have been moving up lately. We've gone over 1.7 for the first time in quite some time. We're at 1.73 currently. I still like Argentina. I listened to an interview on Bloomberg earlier this week with the president of Argentina, Morsi. He's a businessman. He's trying to clean up Argentina's house. Argentina has had two times in their history, their recent history, where they've defaulted on their bonds. That really makes investors look the other way on Argentina. But at least if you listen to the current leader, he says, look, this time is different. We are here to be the market basket to the world. You know, Argentina has a lot of rich farmland. Argentina has great cattle and beef, and they can grow things down there in seasons when we can't grow things up here. They have a tremendous, tremendous amount of resources that they could grow that economy with. They want to double their production over the next several years. I think they've got the right guy for the job right now down in Argentina. And I see that the big German company Siemens agrees to invest $5.6 billion in an infrastructure project in Argentina. Well, I currently own an ETF that follows the Argentina index. The symbol is ARGT. It's had a really good year so far. It's up from about $17 a share to $22 per share. And I've owned that in my Best Funds Now portfolio. I've owned some odd, emerging markets in the past. Not that Argentina is odd, but I just think there's an opportunity right there, right now in Argentina. And obviously so does Siemens, as they are investing $5.6 billion in Argentina. Hey, remember when corporations were good things? You know, they provided jobs, they provided services, they loaned us money. They did all kinds of good things. Well, you know, now corporations are just big villains. That's part of that Bernie Sanders rhetoric. And, of course, the current administration dishes out that same rhetoric. Hillary Clinton dishes out that same rhetoric. Corporations are evil. Oh, they exploit their workers. They take advantage of their customers. Well, there's a little bit of that, too. There's got to be a balance back and forth. But Wells Fargo is just under pressure right now with, you know what their big sin was? They opened accounts. They took customers who had checking accounts with them, and they had them open up securities accounts and IRAs and Roth IRAs. Well, that's the evil thing that they did. Now they're talking about a criminal probe. That's criminal, a criminal probe of Wells Fargo. You know, doesn't like a auto dealership, don't they have like sales meetings and incentives and quote, not quotas, but goals to meet? Well, that's what they did at Wells Fargo. And in today's world, which has changed considerably, that's now considered evil. Hey, what would Trump say about this? Ford, who's been to the Ford Museum there in Michigan? Who's been and seen some of the Ford plants? How many Americans has Ford employed over the years? Ford is going to move all its small car production to Mexico over the next 2 to 3 years. What would Donald do? You know, in his speeches, he's threatened companies. If you move business offshore or down to Mexico, we're going to punish you. What do you think about that? I have a friend that works in the container industry, and they have several maquiladora plants down in Mexico where they assemble and where they manufacture. And why do they do it in Mexico? Because the labor is cheaper, because there's not as many strangling regulations. And he travels back and forth across the border on a weekly basis watching over those plants in Mexico. And I just have the idea those jobs are not coming back. I know we hear the rhetoric, we're bringing those jobs back. Well, you know, I'll ask him this weekend. I'll say, how much do you pay? How much do those workers make in Mexico versus what the workers make here in the U.S.? And, of course, all the pressure on minimum wages and everything and labor unions and benefits and everything like that. Do you really think those jobs that went to Mexico are going to come back to America? Do you really think Americans are willing to work? No, it would be illegal for them to work at those wages. So, you know what? In a free market world, jobs go where, the money goes where it can get the best returns. Meanwhile, I've had people ask me about the yield curve recently. Gunderson, how does the yield curve look right now? We don't want a flattening yield curve. Well, guess what? The yield curve has gotten steeper. Steeper over the last 9 days. That's the longest streak since 2012. Why? Traders are convinced that the Fed will stay on hold this month and maybe sometime beyond that. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, once again, earlier this week, we went over the big picture of the market. The big picture of the market really boils down to earnings. How is the earnings picture of the S&P 500 looking like at the current time? Earnings have been growing since 2009. Earnings have flattened off in 2015 and 2016 because of the plunge in oil prices. Oil starting to stabilize and come back. It's come back from $29 per barrel to $45 per barrel. I still believe that the oil patch offers more upside potential over the next, let's say, 12 months or so to 24 months than any other sector in the market. Earnings are expected to increase, finally start growing again next year after two flat years. And that will be the eighth year in a row of earnings growth in America. Now, these last 2 years, despite being flat, they were still a little bit higher. So we can still call it growth. Next year, I've given out my target price and my earnings estimates for 2017. That's what I'm basing, it's one of the things that I'm basing my market call on right now, which is still the buy signal that went in place back in March of 2009 is still intact today. The market is cyclical, however. There will be a time when the market's not a favorable place to be. Interest rates are cyclical. Sectors are cyclical. Individual stocks, the globe is cyclical. Sometimes it's foreign countries that offer better opportunity than the U.S. The U.S. has been pretty exploited here over the last couple of years, while the emerging markets have been left behind. And I've seen the emerging markets here recently heat up quite a bit. In fact, as we went through the current asset class rankings in the market, right now, I find that the top asset class is emerging markets, which is a broad area. It includes Latin America, it includes China, it includes India, etc., Russia, etc., BRIC, you could call it. BRIC is Brazil, Russia, India, and China. That's another set of the emerging markets. But they've come on here recently. They continue to also benefit from low interest rates around the world. The emerging markets, again, are a very broad slice of the stock market globally, but there's a couple in particular that I tend to favor right now. I featured a stock from India earlier this week, one of the largest auto manufacturers in the world, and I've featured several stocks recently from China. These are not little companies. These are formidable companies. The car company from India, Tata Motors, is a $28 billion company. I featured Tencent Holdings, which is worth a lot more than 10 cents. Boy, it's having a good day today. That's one of my largest holdings here. That's a $258 billion company. That's a bigger than IBM by $110 billion. That ought to put it in perspective for you. I featured Alibaba. Alibaba is also a $257 billion company. Those two are two of the largest technology companies in China. Well, today I'm going to feature another Asian company. In fact, it's a Chinese company. And it's one that I own in my Ultra Growth account. This company has been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 24% per year. However, listen to the most recent 4 quarters of earnings reports, sales reports, by this company. In its most recent quarter, ended June 30th, NetEase, N-T-E-S, which is a $31 billion company headquartered in China. Their earnings were up 89%, while their sales were up 83%. The prior quarter to that, which ended March 30th, 2016, their earnings were up 79%. Their sales were up 108%. The quarter before that, which ended December 31st, 2015, their sales were up 60% or 118%, and their earnings were up 60%. We'll go back one quarter before that, give us a full year, their last most recent four quarters. Sales up 107%, earnings up 56%. That's what you call growth. Okay, I compared that with Cisco. Their most recent quarter, their earnings were up 7%, while their sales were down 2%. The quarter before that, Cisco's sales were down 1%. The quarter before that, they were flat. The quarter before that, they were up just 4%. That's quite a difference in growth. Well, yeah, there's extra risk in owning Chinese companies. But, you know, at the same time, NetEase is not a small player. It's a $31 billion company. It was a $16 stock back in 2009. Today it's a $239 stock. And as I look at it on my Best Stocks Now app, it's got some pretty potent numbers right now. Looking at the performance side of NetEase, over the last 10 years, NTES, which is an online gaming community, internet portal, and wireless value-added services company, over the last 10 years, it's one of the best, been one of the best performing stocks in the market. Over the last 10 years, NTES has delivered to investors 31% per year. I don't think there's a dividend there. Yes, there is, 1.2%. Over the last 5 years, NTES has delivered 40% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, NTES has delivered 51% per year to investors. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 108%. What kind of performance grade? When I compare NetEase with all the other stocks in my Best Stocks Now database, NetEase sits at the head of the class. It's one of the valedictorians. Performance grade, A+. How many A+s did you get on your report card or on your test, on your master's thesis? Not a lot of A+s given out. NetEase is one of them on my database. Momentum grade. Well, what have you done for us lately? Momentum grade, A+. On the Investor's Business Daily scale of 1 to 99, NetEase gets a 96 out of 1 to 99, with 99 being the best. Now we have to look to valuation, because there's more to the market than just performance. Valuation is a critical matter in the way I look at the market and individual stocks. NetEase is currently trading at 16 times forward earnings. That's about a market multiple for a stock that has been way better than the overall market. It currently has a price-to-sales ratio of 6, price-to-book of 5.9, a little bit high. But when you have a stock growing that fast, it can warrant those kinds of numbers. Also interesting that back in 2008, when the market was down 39%, NetEase was up 16.6%. Go figure. I guess more people went to online gaming while they were losing their homes. Well, NetEase, out of 4,156 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, and my database, my Best Stocks Now database, which can be accessed at beststocksnowapp.com online, it gets a ranking right now, an overall ranking of 79. It's one of the top-ranked stocks in my app. And it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Just looking at some of my recent comments on the stock, which are down on the app or the website, beststocksnowapp.com. on 9/13, I said, this is the breakout of the week so far. Net tees, I remain long. Excellent breakout on net tees. I remain long. You can go back and look at the history there on NTES. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now in my beststocksnow.com database. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about quite a bit here today. Weak economic reports pushing markets higher. Yes, because now they think that the Fed will stand pat on that threatened rate hike in September. Maybe they'll hold off until December. Meanwhile, the yield curve has been steepening, which is not what you would expect. You would expect it to be flattening right now. Instead, it is steepening as traders believe that the Fed is going to stay at bay for a while. Bank of England leaves rates unchanged. That's good for the market. And, of course, the weak retail sales also good for the market today. Okay, in this last segment, I want to talk a little bit about how I use, as a professional money manager, I designed the Best Stocks Now app. I don't know how many people out there have an app that they've designed to their credit, but I was way out there on the cutting edge many years ago. I'm not anymore, you know, been left behind. But my best friend Douglas Apperly, who I grew up with, and myself, I had been developing a spreadsheet for many years, a database of as many stocks as I could find, and I started adding mutual funds to it. When the exchange-traded funds came along, I started adding exchange-traded funds. And the first thing I wanted it to do was to rank stocks on a relative basis. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of ranking systems out there. You know, Investors Business Daily has their ranking system, which ranks relative strength, which ranks EPS, that's earnings growth, and it ranks other things. And they even come up with a number, not a ranking, but a number on what they think the stock is on a scale of 1 to 99. But I found that there was something missing there, valuation. And I know others have, there's other ranking systems out there. Well, I designed one for myself, and I tinkered around with it. I wanted it to, number one, rank stocks on a performance basis, because I'm not interested in dull, stodgy stocks that aren't going anywhere. I want to see something that's at least moving in forward, not in neutral, especially not in reverse. That's not my style. Forward march is my style. But secondly, valuation is very critical to me. I spent several years, a few years, writing up research reports for companies. I went back from San Diego, I went to Boston, I went back to Florida, went back and visited several companies, came back, wrote up my research reports, took those research reports up to money managers, mutual funds mostly, in the Bay Area of California, San Francisco, the financial district basically of California, and distributed those research reports. Well, times have changed. You know, I stopped doing that. I liked managing money a lot better, but I learned a lot during that period of time about valuation. I also learned a lot about valuation back in 1999 and 2000 when the NASDAQ imploded. And you had guys on TV, supposed people that were experts in the industry, saying, oh, you know, valuation doesn't really matter anymore. We're in a new paradigm. I didn't believe it. And sure enough, the NASDAQ imploded. Valuation does matter. And I've heard that same argument. You know, I wrote an article recently, several articles recently, about the real estate investment trust, the utilities, and I called them expensive. And I got blasted, like, there's something wrong with that. Oh, how dare you call these things expensive? Don't you know that they've raised their dividend every single year for the last 27 years? Well, yeah, okay, that's one factor. But have you looked at the price-to-earnings ratio and its historical, where it's at historically right now versus where it's been over the last 10 years? Have you looked at the price-to-sales ratio? Have you looked at the price-to-book value? Have you looked at price-to-cash flow? Have you looked at how this is one of the lowest dividend yields it's ever offered? Does that mean anything to you, valuation? And, of course, they fire back, no, you know, that shouldn't matter. I'll just buy more here when it pulls back. Well, they've been pulling back and pulling back and pulling back, and valuation does matter. That's the other half of my equation. So I just looked, you know, I just downloaded all my new data every day, the database updates. It's done by in the evening. I get my new rankings. They don't change. Like, I'm looking at one here. It was number 343 yesterday. Today it's number 341. It's moved up a couple of points. But I particularly focus on the top 300 every day. I look for companies that are moving up the ladder in rank. I look for companies that are dropping. I look for new companies within that top 300. I go through my entire database every single day. Right now, I've gone through about 500 here so far this morning. And if they're in that top 300, I'm going to look at a chart. I use MarketSmith for my charts. A little more expensive, but I've been using them for a long time. I like it because it has the fundamentals and the chart all on the same screen. I don't want to see just the chart. I also want to see the fundamentals there and the earnings growth. It's all there in one nice, neat package. And if I see something like a NetEase, N-T-E-E-S, which really makes my eyeballs pop out, I put a little asterisk next to it, or I change the color to white because it's white hot, in my opinion. And I'm going to keep my eye on it, and I'm going to look for a good opportunity to pounce on the stock. And I do that with several during the day. Some days I send out my remarks yesterday to my premium subscribers. I said, look, the market's still bullish. We had a bad day in the market overall, fairly bad. I look for opportunities all day long. I just completed the trip through my database. I didn't find one new stock to buy or one new stock to sell. But I also noted that they found several interesting candidates, and that today, you may see some new buys, and I may be sending out some push notifications on some new buys that I make today. I have several that I'm watching right now because we've had a little bit of a pullback in the market. And then, of course, I look at the ones that I own every single day, every trading day. No, I'm not hyperactive buying and selling and day trading and whatnot. I just want to know the health of those stocks. You know where the pneumonia first starts to show up in a stock? In the chart. Well, that's what we do here at Gunderson Capital Management. That's how I manage money. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Take a look at the newsletter that I write every week. GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.